Emma Erler, the lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. And today, what can the weeds tell me about the soil in the garden?
Just like all other plants have certain conditions they like to grow in, certain soil, certain sun, certain light requirements, weeds have those too. So if certain weeds are growing in your soil, then you have an idea, potentially, about what your growing conditions are like.
Give me some specifics.
What a lot of people have in New Hampshire is a very acid, well-drained soil that's typically low in fertility. So if you have these conditions, you're going to see weeds like red sorrel or hawkweed. You might recognize hawkweed as being kind of like a dandelion, but much smaller with these very furry, fuzzy leaves. In areas that have nice, good quality loam, maybe some good organic matter, that's when you start to see weeds like creeping charlie, also called ground ivy, or wood sorrel maybe, perhaps a plant called common groundsel. These are all things you can Google pretty easily and find what they look like. And you may find if you have good soil, this is exactly what's been taking over your beds.
And so what are you going to do about it?
I find it really useful to look at the weeds that are growing in a spot before I try to plant it, just to get an idea of what the soil might actually be like. So if I see something like red sorrel taking over, I know that the soil is probably very well drained, has very little nutrients, and is probably pretty acidic. So that tells me right off the bat that I'm probably going to need to do some amending to make sure other plants are going to grow well in that spot. Or if I don't want to do that, I need to choose plants that like a well-drained soil with low fertility. Things like sedums are always a great choice for that sort of situation.
So weeds are not necessarily just something to get rid of.
It's funny, people consider violets to be nuisance weeds in their lawns and gardens, but other people realize that violets are really wonderful host plants for butterflies like fritillaries that need them in order to complete their life cycle.
Well, it's definitely easier to leave those violets there. That's my approach.
Yes. I'm Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.